Concordia Publishing House has a great new resource to help you teach your children and grandchildren classical Christian hymns. It's called My First Hymnal. You can find out more about it at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase My First Hymnal by calling CPH 1-800-325-3040. Teach your children and grandchildren hymns like A Mighty Fortress, Abide With Me, Children of the Heavenly Father, and more with My First Hymnal, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
When I look around my campus, I see the faces of the women affected by this lack of contraceptive coverage.
If she's really concerned about the rights of privacy, she should keep her private sexual business to herself and pay for it herself.
Have we become a country where it's okay to go to church on Sunday morning for 1 hour, but let's not actually express those beliefs the rest of the week?
If you really hold to sola scriptura, you're going to hold to solus Christus, meaning all theology is Christology.
Organists in Indiana love Issues Etc.
Have you noticed walking into a Christian bookstore that things have changed in the last 10, 20 years? Now, this might explain a lot. The two biggest Christian publishers, Zondervan and Thomas Nelson, are publicly owned. One of them, I think, is owned by HarperCollins, a secular publisher. Now, what's the goal if that's the case? The goal is to attract the broadest audience and make the most money. And, well, in Christian publishing, that doesn't always make for the best content, does it? Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about the state of Christian publishing for a few minutes here during this hour with Dr. Bruce Kintz of Concordia Publishing House. And a little bit later, Pastor Ernie Lastman will round off this hour of Issues Etc. on the occasion of a priest denying communion to a lesbian woman at her mother's funeral mass. We're going to talk about the practice, the doctrine and the practice of closed communion with Pastor Ernie Lastman. Dr. Bruce Kintz is president and CEO of Concordia Publishing House based in St. Louis. Bruce, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, thank you, Todd, for having me again. I appreciate it.
What makes Concordia Publishing House, in terms of its history and its publishing content, unique in Christian publishing?
You know, that's an easy question to answer. I mean, Concordia Publishing House was created by the founder of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, C.F.W. Walther. And our mission right from the beginning was to be uniquely Lutheran. So in our case, all of our products and services and e-books and commentaries and periodicals and such are created for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod specifically. So while other larger publishers like perhaps Zondervan and HarperCollins and Thomas Nelson, which I think they're all owned by one guy now, you know, they're going to sort of spread across the evangelical, generalized Christian market. CPH is specific to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
You mentioned Thomas Nelson, Zondervan. Those are probably the best name, known names in Christian publishing, but they're also either owned by secular corporations like HarperCollins, or they are publicly traded. They're owned, you know, they have Wall Street shares out there in the marketplace. Should that be a concern in terms of the Christian consumer of Christian publishing?
Well, from where I sit, I think it should be. And this would be just my opinion, and I have to watch what I'm saying here. But, you know, anytime there's a motivation to increase stock price only, then the motivation becomes how far and how wide can we make sure that our customers are happy with us. And when you do that in the field of writing about the faith, there may be a tendency to appeal or, you know, aim in the direction of the broader sort of public need and desire as opposed to scriptural need and desire. For example, you know, the new NIV Bible, I think we have seen some things there that would tend to appeal to a broader market, but would not appeal to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the new NIV Bible.
What do you mean by that specifically, Bruce?
Well, there's from what we hear, there's inclusive language in the NIV Bible that would not agree with our position on Scripture any longer. They've basically changed some words so that it agrees with certain things that other denominations might believe, but certainly not the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Let's talk about some of the biggest challenges that are facing publishing in general. I mean, we really are on the threshold of probably some permanent changes in what it means to be publishing. Talk about those.
Oh, sure. This is a great thing. About 4 years ago or so, we were looking at the future of publishing, and it became apparent to me that, based partly because of my background in aerospace, that CPH lacked a research and development arm here. And in our case, we set up that very research and development arm. We call it Emerging Products, to look at the future of publishing, things like e-books and apps, the work that we do with the Kindle and, you know, all sorts of things like that, that people are fast becoming familiar with. Our Emerging Products work group is designed to create these new products, in some cases brand new products, like Church 360 or Lutheran Service Builder as an example, to work seamlessly with other departments here at CPH to sort of incubate the idea before they hand it off to the regular editorial and marketing areas that send it out to the market. So, yeah, the future of publishing is clearly moving toward an environment where print is declining, and unless you have an A-list author or something of that nature, you know, the traditional model of a paperback book or a book with a million in sales in terms of quantity may be leaving us. Now, it's not to say that an e-book can't sell a million in quantity, but the price for that e-book will be vastly lower than books of yesteryear. And therein lies the threat to a publishing company that doesn't have its eye set on the future with regard to research and development. So CPH tries to stay on the cutting edge, but I like to say not on the bleeding edge, if you will, so that we're not investing too much like some publishers are doing up front without any sort of return on that investment.
Well, as we talk, I'm sitting in my office/studio here, Bruce, and it is almost literally half filled with books. Half of those do come from your publishing house, have come from your publishing house. Are we looking at an era when those physical books, covers, binding pages, are going to be going away?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I remember 13 years ago when I came into the publishing realm from aerospace, and the first thing I heard was that offering envelopes were going away. But here we are 13 years later, and still there is a large portion of churches that use offering envelopes on a weekly basis. Similarly, we heard, you know, in the last 5 years that the printed book, printed matter is going away. Well, it's definitely declining. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure if our kids read the same material in the same way that we read it. I'm not sure that they read at length anymore like we read, to the point where, you know, we have Facebook and Twitter and all sorts of social media that says, hey, we're going to spoon feed you a couple hundred characters of information at a time. So, in fact, we've sort of trained them to be looking for shorter tidbits of information. So with print declining and e-books on the rise, and we're all still new and finding our way through these markets, I don't know that I have a 100% surety that print is going to go away, because I know, you know, we still value books. We still value books. It used to be that if you owned a book, that said something about your stature in society. I still think that they're valuable. I still think that people want them for those materials that are very important to them. But they may also want an e-version of it so they can search it more quickly and things of that nature.
One of the things that Concordia Publishing House has done from its very beginning and continues to do, especially, I think, in your tenure, the last 13 years or so, reinvigorated this part of how Concordia Publishing House serves the church, is serving the liturgical life of Lutherans. They publish an awful lot of stuff. that get opened on Sunday morning and in the devotional life of Christians. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, specifically for us as a publisher, you know, we try to make sure we have the full realm of products and services necessary for our churches and schools. So everything from hymnals to Sunday school to vacation Bible school to the periodicals that were set up for our church body. And when you talk about that, then naturally families have a need for children's books and things like that. We're famous for our Arch Book series, which are Bible stories told in rhyme, small little children's books. But millions and millions of those are sold in our markets. And those, believe it or not, go beyond the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. They go far beyond that to many other denominations. But specifically for us, yeah, full realm of products and services.
One of the things that I appreciate that Concordia Publishing House has done is it has picked up the, and it was kind of long overdue, the continued publication of Luther's works.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you know, for us an essential thing is to continue to add to the body of knowledge for our church body. And we're enjoying great support from President Harrison at this time in terms of things, you know, like his book, At Home in the House of Our Fathers, adding on to Luther's works so that we continue to translate new material. We have Gerhard constantly being worked on, and now we're working on various pieces from Walther and turning those into reader's editions. So, yes, it is necessary for a church-owned publisher to continue to add to that body of knowledge.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Dr. Bruce Kintz, President and CEO of Concordia Publishing House based in St. Louis. Then we'll turn to the subject of closed communion. It's not just a practice, it's a doctrine. Pastor Ernie Lastman will be our guest.
Sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Is Christianity merely one limited half-true perspective on God? Find out in an article I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled, The Blind Men and the Elephant, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Christian Teve's journey from the agnosticism of a committed Darwinist to faith in Jesus Christ. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
When we say Lutheran, we mean Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. The Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Greenville, South Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota. St. John Lutheran, Napoleon, Ohio. First Lutheran, Lufkin, Texas. Concordia Lutheran, Sykeston, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Granite City, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran, Gladson, Alabama, and Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Tuesday, March the 13th. We're talking about the state of Christian publishing with Dr. Bruce Kintz, President and CEO of Concordia Publishing House based in St. Louis. Bruce, we've talked a lot about Christian publishing here, and the broader market is kind of dictating what a lot of Christian publishers are doing. How committed is Concordia Publishing House to producing resources for the local parish, the local congregation?
Well, so dedicated to the proposition that, we're a not-for-profit, and that's, not to say that we don't need profit to operate, but about half of our portfolio pays for the other half of the portfolio, if you will. So when we say to a church or to a school, hey, we need your full support across the entire realm of curriculum and hymnals and Sunday school and vacation Bible school, what we mean is we're not just trying to sell materials because that's the only way that we can operate, but rather to say if you buy those materials from us, we take that money and reinvest it back into some other materials that you both want and need for your church or school. So it's very important to us that we serve customers with the materials that they want, for sure.
How would you describe it in terms of the content? How is the content of Concordia Publishing House's resources and publications different from what you'd find from other Christian publishers?
Well, that's one of our core competencies that we're very proud of here. If you buy something from another publisher, one thing that you would have to maybe look into would be the doctrine in those materials. At Concordia Publishing, of course, we have the requirement for doctrinal review of all of our materials. And so we know and our customers can rest assured that if it's published by CPH, they do not need to doubt the doctrine clarity in those materials. And, we hear so many times from customers who say, we thought we would try a different VBS this year, or we thought we would try a different Sunday school this year, and guess what we found? We found some doctrinal issues, and we had to stop midstream. And I said, well, that's one of those hard lessons learned, but when you buy from us, not only do we get to reinvest it in the Lutheran Church for the future of other materials, but also you can rely on those materials being faithful to the Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions.
You mentioned a few of these just a minute ago, but before we let you go, is there anything in the pipeline, as they say, that you're especially excited about from Concordia Publishing House?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's always something, Todd, in the pipeline. And, there's several things we're excited about. Let's see, if I had to pull a few off the top of my head, there's a new resource called Pastors and Elders. It's a sort of a guide to church duties, working responsibilities, planning and goal setting, caring for the church and for one another. It's a workbook approach that includes sort of discussion questions and helps us to understand what it means when we say we want to foster a healthy relationship between pastors and elders. That's one. There's a new book out by Reverend Dr. Stephen Carter called Heartbeat, Living the Passion and the Word of Christ, which is a good book. There's another a specific book on the problem of suffering, which is written by Gregory Schultz, who's a professor at a college in Milwaukee. He's ordained Lutheran pastor, and I think he had two children that passed away. So we deal with the problem of suffering in a Bible study. Those just came out. Not to mention a book on Christian freedom by Martin Luther and Philip Melanchthon, which will be of specific interest to folks. It's a reader's edition, so we put some really good, introductions in there, and it's also got a 40-day reading guide for those materials. But then I'd also say, Todd, stay tuned. Watch the number of apps that we have and ebooks that are going out on Kindle, on the iPhone, for the Android, what have you. Our ebooks and apps we're coming out with all the time. So just stay tuned to those. We want to make sure that we're there 100 years from now with our ebook offerings as well.
I understand that Concordia Publishing House recently received some national recognition. What was that about?
Yes. I couldn't be more proud of the CPH family here. It's called the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. And Malcolm Baldrige was the Commerce Secretary under Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. And at that time, while the country was still strong, Malcolm Baldrige, though, recognize that unless we continued to focus on internal quality within businesses in this country, that we would perhaps cease to be number one and might even start to fail. Well, he must have been very much looking into a crystal ball, because that's sort of what it feels like today. So the government at that time in 1987 passed a version of his criteria for quality within a business. It's sort of identifies those things that a business can do to be exemplary. And I brought that criteria with me from Boeing and McDonnell Douglas when I came to CPH 13 years ago to help out. And we started looking at the criteria, made sure that we documented our processes to run very efficiently here on behalf of our customers, and especially in the name of good stewardship, because we realize that the money that people purchase our materials with actually comes from the offering plate. So we have a higher sense of stewardship here and accountability than we should have in a secular corporation. So we started, I guess you'd say, working by this criteria, changing things, improving things, and we were recognized by the federal government last fall for the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award. And we go next month, actually, to pick it up in Washington, D.C. And in years past, the award has been given by the President of the United States. So we're hopeful that that might still happen this time around. So very, very proud of all the CPH family here for the work that they did over the last decade, which made our company sort of benchmark level.
Folks, you can find out more about the Christ-centered, cross-focused resources published by Concordia Publishing House at cph.org. You can also receive a free catalog by calling them toll-free, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Dr. Bruce Kintz is president and CEO of Concordia Publishing House based in St. Louis. Bruce, CPH has been advertising with us for several years now. We've enjoyed working with you in the past, and we're really looking forward to working with you in the future.
Well, I thank you for the time, and I just want all the folks out there to know that if they need something, they just give us a call, and we are here for them. We exist to serve them. So we just want them to know that. We certainly appreciate their loyalty over these some 143 years and counting.
Thanks for being our guest.
You betcha. Have a good one, Todd.